Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to 18. This is Emilia Guerra. This is episode number 6. And today here in Ecuador is a very, very sunny day. And yeah, so I'm super excited to talk about today's topic, which is Carnival break. So Carnival is a very well-known festivity all around the world, but that doesn't mean that every country has Carnival festivities. The most popular one is, of course, the one in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. That's the most popular, that's, I think, the biggest one. And I think that that's one of the most interesting ones, actually. Every country has their own way of making Carnival their own. And for example, in Ecuador, we have very different traditions depending on what part of the country you are, actually. The part where I live is the closest to the Andes Mountains, and so it's the coldest one, is the one that is actually, that has more altitude. And there, what we do is actually we throw water at each other, like we make water fights. It's really weird actually saying it, but that's like a very well-known tradition in Carnival. Also, we throw at each other like flour and eggs, which is not very nice, but that's just how we do it, and it's really fun. It's like a game, actually. There are two regions here in Ecuador that celebrate Carnival very differently, very uniquely. The first one is Ambato, which celebrates, it's called La Fiesta de las Flores y las Frutas, which means the party of flowers and fruits. And so there's a lot of flowers and fruits, as you might guess. There's a lot of people celebrating in the streets and dancing and everything. So it's a very like party mood. And the other region is Guaranda, which is known for their crazy carnivals. I've never been there, but it is very popular because it's like very extreme. It's like water fights and everything, but very, very extreme and very like party-ish mood. So those are the two that I know that celebrate Carnival very uniquely. So I've been saying Guaranda and Ambato are regions, but they're not regions. They're actually cities that are part of a province. For example, the province of Ambato, it's called Tungurahua because of the volcano. And then the province of Guaranda, it's called Bolivar. So it's a whole, like, it's a lot of geographical stuff, but the point is that they're really fun cities and people travel there a lot from different provinces to those because their carnivals are super, super unique. Or what you can do is go to the beach, that it's like 4 hours away from the capital, Quito. And a lot of people do that, especially young kids that want to have like a party that lasts around 5 days. So that's like very, very popular. And I actually went there last year with my friends. It was really, really crazy. And yeah, this year I'm here trying to more figure out my life. But last year I was there and it's really beautiful. It's really cool. A lot of parties and a lot of teenagers, but it's cool. So to end up this episode, I just wanted to say that, of course, I'm talking about this because right now we are in Carnival break here in Ecuador. It's like about 5 days of break, but it's like including Saturday and Sunday, so it's like 3 days in reality. So I just wanted to ask you to end up all of this episode. What do you think about Carnival? Do you think that it is interesting? Do you like it? I don't know. Have you been there? Is there Carnival in the place where you live? And also, please follow me on my social media. At Emiguerra, EmiGuerra. And I'll see you guys on my next episode. Thank you so much for listening, if you're listening up until now. Thank you, and bye-bye.